Welcome to the Live Wealthy Podcast with Dawn, where we are growing our wealth and our worth at the same time. You ready? Let's go. Okay, welcome everyone to our Live Wealthy show with Dawn Delby, where I teach both entrepreneurs and executives how to live wealthy. So what does living wealthy really mean? It's about arriving at your own unique version of having enough and being enough. So what do I mean by having enough and being enough? It's really about having enough wealth to support your lifestyle so you can live life to the fullest. It's about learning how to be enough as a human being, knowing that you're content and happy with yourself, even with your weaknesses. So this living wealthy is this combination of building both your wealth and your worth at the same time. And that is my version of living wealthy. So on the show, I'm so excited to bring this show to you this year because I'm going to be teaching you everything about how to get more money or how to get more out of your money. So more money or more out of your money. And this is so important because when you fully understand how to arrive at enoughness, you're going to be able to know how much more you need. So it's this yin and yang. It's like everybody that I ever met loves more money. Like nobody's turning down money. So we have this mindset of always wanting more and more and more. But what happens is sometimes we build our wealth in the wrong manner because we don't know what is our own unique version of enough. And this is so important. It's the more money, getting more out of your money and arriving at enoughness. That's what living wealthy is. And why do I think living wealthy is such, like, it's the most important concept, I believe, that we all need as human beings? Because I really want you to be able to arrive at this place where you're able to live today. Like you're able to live with guilt-free spending today, while also knowing that you're going to have enough to support your tomorrow. So it's this living for today and planning for tomorrow. And the only way you can get there is understanding both the technical aspects of how to build wealth and also understanding your emotional relationship with money. Because I'm telling you, every one of us has this relationship with money, and it's our emotions and how we think and how we react to money. And I believe money is so important because it's not just about this money, as a tool, because it's really just a tool. It's just this green paper, plastic thing, plastic credit card, and it's just a tool, but money is oxygen and money is life. And when we don't either feel like we have enough or we literally don't have enough, that's when life gets toxic and our relationships get toxic and we don't become the best versions of ourselves if we literally don't have enough or we believe we don't have enough. And I'm here to tell you this, is that there's enough money to support all of our needs and wants on this planet, to take care of every single human being on this planet. In fact, there's enough resources on this planet to take care of all of us, plus an additional 50% of us. So almost double the amount of resources on this planet for all of us to have enough. But why do we not have enough? This planet doesn't have enough because it's how we think about our money, how we react to life's challenges. And it's almost like the self-sabotaging. Like we get in the way of our own opportunity to live wealthy. So living wealthy, W-E-L-L, which you can see, wealthy, is about arriving at building both your wealth and your worth at the same time. Because we know if you don't build your worth and how you think and how you react to life, your emotions and understanding that, that will destroy your life. If you don't understand technically how to build wealth, like how to invest, how to minimize your taxes, how to protect your assets, how to have an estate plan, how to have proper cash flow, all of the technical advice around building wealth, if you don't understand that, then that also can destroy your opportunity to live a full life. So today, and as you continue to engage in this Live Wealthy show, is that I am going to take you on a journey where we are going to understand that what it takes to live wealthy, because we are going to arrive, all of us here, you listening, yes, you today are going to arrive at your own unique version of living wealthy, where you know you have enough, where your money and you stop comparing yourself to everybody else, and that you get to have enough money to support exactly how you choose to live. Now, isn't that great? That's what I want for every single one of you, is to arrive at this place where you are aligned with your time and your money. And what I have found over my last 2+ decades of helping people with their wealth is that they have this fear-based relationship with money. And so they're not able to get past some of the technical aspects of building wealth, and they're not able to get past the emotional side of wealth because we live in fear. Some of us, myself included, have lived in anxiety with money. So it's this fear, and fear on steroids is called anxiety. And when we have these negative toxic emotions inside of us, it prevents us from being able to live truly what we want to do in life. It's really to be happy and content and fulfilled. And what I have found through my history of helping, sitting down with clients one-on-one, is that because of fear, because of anxiety, a lot of us tend to either what I call oversave or overspend our money. So oversaving our money, for some of you, that doesn't mean like you're putting in, you're saving a lot of money. For some of you, it does mean that. Like you're not spending any money and you're saving it and you're investing too much, probably more than what you might need in your lifetime. But another way to look at oversaving is being really frugal with your money. Like you don't want to part with any of your money. We all know we have family members and friends that, you know, when you're out to dinner, nobody wants to put, you know, they don't want to pay for anything more than what they need to, or they want to get a discount, or they're really tight with their money and they just want to hoard it. Well, that's because of fear. That's a scarcity mindset, but it's all based on fear that there's not enough resources to take care of us, which is lies. It's a complete lie our minds are telling ourselves, but it comes out in our behavior. So we find people being really frugal with their money. So that's called over saving. Then, hi, this is Mr. Milo here. He likes to show up on these shows a lot. And I have Prince over here too. So if they pop in and out, it's the dogs. I still want you to listen to me, but we got Milo here. We got little Prince. Come here, the Yorkie. Come on, Uppy, come on, come on. Okay, this is Prince. Isn't he cute? Okay, he's a Live Wealthy puppy. But then we have people that actually overspend their money. And that is also based on a fear. It's a fear of not being enough as a human being. So sometimes we like to overspend our money because we're doing it for the wrong reasons. We're doing it to keep up with our neighbors or our friends or our families, or we don't want to be judged in looking like we're cheap or like looking like we don't have enough. So we overspend our money. We spend the money on the wrong things. So we have this fear-based relationship money where some of us are oversaving and being frugal out of fear of not having enough. And some of us are overspending out of fear of not being enough. And this all comes down to to this not really taking a look at your life and understanding where are these lies, where's this fear, these like limiting beliefs and this fear and the lies that our childhood has told us and the lies we continue to tell ourselves about that there's not enough to have or be enough. So on the show, I'm going to teach you that. I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about money from a technical aspect. And I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about building your worth as a human being so you can arrive at this place where I believe every single one of us needs to arrive at. We all have this goal of wanting to be content and happy and secure and free and have opportunities in life and just be fulfilled. Like we all just want to live in peace and happiness. Because when we arrive at that place, you're able to arrive at this living wealthy. Now, there is a process. So this show is going to go through a process with you. And it's a three-step process that every single show I do is going to be focused on the three things, which is own it, earn it, and grow it. You need to own your worth. You need to earn the right type of wealth to grow your life. And own it, earn it, and grow it is both technical financial advice and behavioral, emotional financial advice. And you are going to know when these three concepts, own it, earn it, and grow it, are working well in your life. And you know why? Because you are going to start to feel good as hell with your money that's going to support your life. Like you're going to be good in your own skin. You're going to live in freedom and security and just be able to be you without the fear and anxiety and the judgments and the comparisons and all that kind of disgusting stuff. Okay. So you're going to know when you have arrived at these three concepts, own it, earn it, and grow it, because you're going to feel good as hell. But you're also going to know when maybe you need a little bit more work with your living wealthy result and the living wealthy process. And you're going to know if you need more advice in one of these three areas, own it, earn it, and grow it, because it's going to show up in your life as either anxiety, depression, being confused, unsettled, anxious. Like we talked about, you know, you're going to feel stuck. You're going to feel limited. You're going to have some of these negative emotions in your life. So if you're experiencing any of that in your life, it's because one of these concepts, own it, earn it, or grow it, you need to be focusing in on or just spending more of your time in one of these three areas so you can actually get unstuck and feel good as hell with your life. Okay? All right. So this Live Wealthy show, I'm going to take you on a journey. A journey where you are going to be able to arrive at your own unique version of having enough and being enough. So living wealthy, you are going to find that I'm going to be talking a lot about having a financial plan. Because when you engage in a financial plan, that's going to give you all of the answers that you need to be able to live wealthy. So in my 20 some years of being a wealth advisor, we call it financial planning, but here on the show, I'm going to call it more along the lines of a wealth alignment plan. So a wealth plan, it's not just a financial plan, but a wealth plan is about a plan with your life and your money. It's about living you and being you and aligning your enoughness or wanting more out of your life and with your money. And it's aligning that exactly to who you are as a human being. So it's not just the technical advice, even though the technical advice is super important, but it's really about this alignment. And that's the key word. It's the alignment of your worth and wealth. So you can stop just chasing more. But you can start chasing enough. Do you hear that? We're going to stop just chasing more, but we are going to chase our own unique version of enough. So in a financial plan, in a wealth alignment plan, the one thing that I'm going to constantly talk about is that you have to get in control and understand and be aware of your spending. That is the one thing I'm going to ask of you to fully grasp is your spending. And so many of us, we don't want to focus on our spending because we think, you know, money's boring or it's overwhelming or, you know, we don't know really how to do a plan, or we don't focus on our spending because we never feel like we have enough. And so we think we're going to be limited. And we think our spouses or ourselves or a financial advisor like myself is going to put you on a budget. And that's not ever going to happen. I don't want anybody who follows me and engages in my advice to ever be on a budget. Budgets are limiting. Limiting is a scarcity mindset. Limiting scarcity is based out of fear. Budgets suck. And they don't work because we're not consistent human beings. We don't stay stable. Or we don't have the same expenses every single month. So budgets, hear me out, don't work. That's the same reason why diets don't work. They never work. We always get new and improved, blah, blah. They don't work. What works is consistency. What works is the awareness of being able to understand your spending. And when I said consistency, it's not like we have consistent expenses, but it's the consistent review and understanding and awareness of your spending. So here we don't do budgets, but what we do are spending plans, where you get buckets of spending in four different categories. So you can actually feel like you can still live today. You're able to spend your money on the things that you value the most in life. And so we create spending plans that allow us flexibility and freedom in our lives. So the only thing I'm going to ask of you is to understand your spending. And when you understand your spending, which is also called the cash flow of your life, which is your income coming in and the expenses going out, when you fully understand that and have a grasp on that, then everything else falls into place, because the rest of the wealth alignment plan comes down to, like I talked about, is either increasing your income. And some of you are going to have to increase your income. And I'm going to teach you how to do that too. I'm going to teach you how to increase your skills so you can have more income. I'm going to teach you how to leverage your time so you can have more income. But some of you might not be able to get more income. You might just be looking at getting more out of your income. So how do you get more out of your income is really understanding two things. It's understanding how to reduce your biggest expense so you get more out of your income. Like, what is your biggest expense? You have any idea? Well, it's your taxes. Like, I have two teenage daughters. They are expensive, but it's still not my biggest expense. The biggest expense are your taxes. So you want to understand. Now, you don't have to understand this tax code, because everyone's going to yawn. If we're talking about taxes, you're like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me, Don? Like, that is the most boringest topic on the planet. However, when you fully understand, when you minimize your taxes, what it can do for your life, then you're going to get more out of your income. And when you minimize those taxes, what happens, you're going to be able to understand how to then take a portion of that saved money, where you're either paying the IRS or you're paying yourself. And then you're going to be able to have your money, your income, start working for you by putting it away in an investment and in a savings plan. So you're able to live for tomorrow too, knowing you're going to have enough tomorrow. And you have enough today. So we have to learn how to minimize our taxes. So I'm asking you is for you to just understand your spending. And then what I'm asking you is to partner with a professional, whether it's my team or you have an advisor or whoever it is, so you can learn the concept and work with a CPA to minimize your taxes. You can work with a certified financial planner, a fiduciary advisor, like our team, or like maybe you have a fiduciary. If you're working with somebody, make sure you have a fiduciary, CFP, Certified Financial Planner Advisor, that's going to show you, that's going to work with a CPA, a tax professional, that is going to show you how to minimize those taxes. Because once you minimize your taxes, then you're able to take that money and start putting that away and investing that money for your future. So this wealth alignment plan is about you understanding your spending and then working with a professional, whoever that might be, but working with the fiduciary. To be the fiduciary should be able to show you how to minimize your biggest expense taxes, so you pay less out in taxes and you're paying yourself more. So then you can have, when you pay yourself more, you can have your money start to work equally or harder than you did for it. And that's how you're able to arrive at living wealthy. That's how you're able to arrive at your version of enough. That's how you're able to arrive at being able to spend guilt-free today and being able to save for tomorrow. Okay? So one last thing. I said the word fiduciary, and a lot of times people don't fully understand what that means, but a fiduciary is the highest credentialed advisor that has kind of like taken an oath where they are governed to give you advice that's in your best interest, not in the advisor's best interest. Okay. So a fiduciary advisor has to give you advice that's not just suitable for you. Like product A or investment B might be suitable, but they have to give you the best advice in your situation. So many times is that we just start investing our money or saving our money because we were told that we have to invest and save and do all these things, but we don't really have a plan. And so a fiduciary should be having a wealth alignment plan, and a fiduciary should know your goals and know that alignment of who you are as a human being and everything you want to achieve in your life. So they give you not just suitable, like this investment is okay, but they give you the best, most efficient advice for you to be able to achieve your goals in the quickest way possible. That's a fiduciary. Okay. So are you ready? Are you ready to commit to yourself and to be able to arrive at your version of enoughness? Because I'm ready, and I'm here to help you raise your expectations of what is possible in your life. So if you continue to follow me, if you implement and take action, and you are consistent with your awareness of what you want out of your life, then you also will be able to arrive at your own unique version of living wealthy. Ready? Let's go. Cheers.